Welcome to the Ask Brian Podcast Radio Show, where you'll hear from some of the most successful founders and CEOs of businesses and startups, sharing their best advice for success and even some stories on how their mistakes actually make them even more successful. Now, here are your hosts, Brian and Tracy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Ask Brian Radio Show on KHS 1220 and 98.1 FM. And for those regular viewers, we are been on the air now for over 7 years. I don't know how many episodes it is, probably about 350. Haven't counted. We'll have to do a count one day. But we've been on for a while, and each week we discuss business. We either have a founder of a company, or we have somebody that has grown a company from a certain space to scale it, or sometimes we just have somebody that has a special skill level, such as Facebook marketing or SEO or any number of categories we've had. And we've had some famous people on the show. We've had the founder of Oatly Milk. We've had the founder of Learning Annex and a couple of the big companies that have been on the show. And each week we try to help people learn something about business. And we have our co-host. Tracy's off this week at a conference, but we have our original co-host, which was Mr. Alex Grossman. Alex, are you there?
I am there, sir. I was a little worried, though, when you were going to count those episodes, you got to kick your shoes off, get to your toes beyond your fingers. So I was a little bit worried about
that. The problem is I only have 10 fingers. That's why it's taken me so long. But I'm going to ask, my roommate said she'd do it for me, and she's really good at math. So anyway.
She is incredible.
Anyway, let's get to it. Now, normally my co-host is an expert in ease, and everybody asks, why is Ask Brian spelled A-S-K-B-R-I-E-N? Because most people that spell their name Brian, they're spelling B-R-Y-A-N or B-R-I-A-N. Very few people are spelling B-R-I-E-N, unless they're from Ireland, and they're going, oh, let's go down to the pub. My name is O'Brien. So, Alex, are you going to tell us, or am I going to have to tell you?
Well, you know, if you ask me, most of the time, the E's in your show have to do with the excitement that you just bring to the show.
And don't forget what every entrepreneur, which also begins with an E, needs. What is that?
Well, I'd say that's a lot of energy.
Energy and enthusiasm!
There it is.
The enthusiasm. There we go.
There it is.
And all of this wonderful, wonderful clapping, et cetera, drum rolls, is done by our engineer.
Yes. Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah.
Who I have to tell everybody.
Happy to push your buttons.
Anybody can push buttons here. But we've got a good one because Jen, I'm looking at Jen right now, and she's got really this dichotomy. She's got a Los Angeles Dodger hat.
Yes.
And then she's got a polo shirt, sweater. That says St. Louis on it. And St. Louis is playing the Dodgers. I'm like going, so who are you voting for today?
Well, I'm a little bit of both. I'm originally from St. Louis, born and raised. And so, of course, my love lies with the St. Louis Cardinals. They are in town. Like you said, they're playing, I think, a 3 or 4 game series with your Dodgers this weekend. So, listen, I cheer on the Dodgers anytime my Cardinals are not in town. So give me these 3 or 4 games. Let me enjoy my Cardinals.
I'm just trying to figure out who you are because, you know.
I love both. I love both. I've been living here in LA for 10 years, almost to the day. So I have an affinity, of course, for the Dodgers, but my Cardinals come first. It's like 1A and 1B, you know. Ooh.
So basically, if the Dodgers are playing bad, I'm a Cardinal fan. If the Cardinals are playing
bad. Yeah, there's a little bit of that. Yeah, I'm not ashamed to admit I could be a fair weather fan. That's okay. I think we all have that in us.
Well, in Los Angeles, we have sunny weather, no fair weather.
That's true.
All right. So, let's get back. So, Alex, what are the other E's?
Well, I mean, the biggest E for me is experts, because everybody on your show is an expert. Well, except for me, maybe, but everybody else is an expert.
Yeah.
That's my biggest E.
That's because you ate too many apples. So everybody doesn't always know what an expert is. We qualify an expert on our show as having 10,000 hours. And the reason we calculated 10,000 hours was because most people say to really learn a subject well, you need 5 years. And if you do the math, we've got 40 hours a week. We've got 50 weeks in a year because you do take off time. That's 2,000 hours times 5 years is 10,000 hours. So we say 10,000 hours typically is what you qualify you to be an expert. However, every entrepreneur that we've ever discussed does not work a typical 40-hour week, not if they're successful. So what do they work? They work 60, 70, 80, 100 hours a week. So typically, you can become an expert and be qualified as an expert on our show probably 2 to 3 years. So that's one qualification that we have from other qualifications. Alex, what other E's are there?
Well, there's excellence. There's always excellence, and that's what you do every day. You demand excellence and you provide excellence. That's one of the biggest E's. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of enthusiasm that we can never get around. And I keep saying the number one E for me is always the amount of energy that comes out of our guests.
Absolutely.
Because they really drive it.
But a big key before we get into the show is we are Sesame Street for business. We educate. Da, 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 da. So we are Sesame Street for business. That's our motto.
You do look like Big Bear. You look like Big Bird a little bit, I would say, but you know.
He's a little taller than me.
Just a touch.
I was thinking more like Ernie.
Yeah, I could see that. You guys dress the same.
Oh.
And we comb the hair the same way. All right. Now our guest is like going, what did I get into? How did I get here? And why did they put me on this show? I have no clue, but I'm here. I might as well stick it out. Regina, you there?
Yes, I am here. But I must admit, you guys have me laughing hysterically over here.
Well, that's great. It's always good to have fun because that's part of education, I believe. Not that it should be a laughing matter, but that you should enjoy yourself. When you enjoy things, you learn better, I believe. So
absolutely. I'll agree with that.
So, Regina, nobody knows much about you. So let's go a little bit about your background before we get into what you're currently doing. So give us a little bit of a summary of your background. I'm going to kind of freewheel it here and tell me, you know, I don't need to know, you know, when you're 9 years old and running a lemonade stand, but let's just go a little bit about your background so people know who you are.
Absolutely. Well, before I took this deep dive into coaching, I was doing banking. I spent 9 years in the banking industry and really a life of service. I've always had a passion to serve others. And I just happened to fall into the world of banking. And it was a joyride. And then I just noticed that everybody came to me to be a cheerleader and they always wanted my support. And from there, I kind of took off into the space that I'm currently in now.
So when you were in banking, what were you doing in banking? Were you on the operations side or your sales side? What were you doing in banking?
Yeah, so I started off from the ground up. I started as a teller, worked my way to banker, and then eventually I got all the way up to wealth management before I transitioned.
That's always a good spot, I believe, because wealth management, you're typically dealing with wealthy people and they have money to pay. So I do like that wealthy management. Now, did you work at one bank, multiple banks, or?
Yeah, I've had experience with multiple banks. I worked with Wells Fargo. I worked with a bank that's no longer even in existence, Wachovia, then worked my way over to U.S. Bank.
Now, so you're working at the bank and everybody says you're the great cheerleader. How did you come up with this concept of being a coach? And tell us a little bit about that part.
Yeah. So essentially what happened was managers and people started to come to me for advice. How should we do this? And I started to become a part of the leadership meetings. And we developed a partnership with Women in Entrepreneurship, which was a local establishment in the city that I was currently in. And they would always volunteer me to go and speak. And then I would bring business back to the bank. So it just started off by just me showing those leadership skills. And when they asked me for advice, I would give advice. And so everybody always came to me, hey, when we need that little pep talk, we'll go to Regina. And so from there, I started to realize, wait a minute here. I really have a way with people. I always make them believe in themselves. I always give them the tips they need to be courageous and take steps of faith and really believe in themselves. And so that's kind of how I transitioned into becoming a confidence coach.
Explain to us what a confidence coach is.
Yeah, basically, a confidence coach is someone who helps you see yourself further than where you currently are. And I like to say that confidence is that vehicle that gets you from where you are to where you want to be. And if you use it properly, it'll get you there fast. And one of the most interesting parts of what I do is I really talk to those limiting beliefs and that belief system that has you stuck or has you capped to where you think you are currently right now. And I really help you see the bigger picture and help you create a system that's going to get you to where you ultimately want to be in your life and in your career or even on your entrepreneurial journey.
So you started the business yourself, correct?
Yes.
And what's the name of your business?
So it's just a coaching business. I go by Regina, the Confidence Coach.
And how did you get your first client?
That's such a great question. The first client I ever got was just through, I've always been a talker. And I believe I was just talking and actually it came through the bank. One of the young ladies there was just like, I really love the way you carry yourself. I like how you believe in yourself and how you believe in others. Would you be interested in speaking to my bankers? And I spoke to them and they actually paid me. Outside of the salary that I was getting paid, they offered me compensation for speaking to a group of bankers. And so that's when I was like, wait a minute, I can really get paid by doing this. And then after that, I started to do these 21-day confidence challenges, and I would charge like $21 for 21 days of confidence with me. And I would get on the phone with them every day and just empower them with confidence. And I started to get testimonials. And from there, I started a retreat and a mentorship program, and it just kind of took off from there.
Well, first question is $21 a day. I mean, is that for multiple people? Because $21 doesn't sound like a lot.
It's not a lot at all. But you know, any entrepreneur that's starting from the ground up and you have that occupational mindset, you're not quite in that entrepreneurial mindset yet. You even question, will anybody pay you to just talk or just to speak, you know, some positive affirmations with you? And so it was a group of ladies that actually ended up signing up to work with me. Now I would never do that. But getting started, I just needed to take that first step. And that's a lot of times what new people tend to do is they don't want to start from the bottom. And I did. And I worked my way up to becoming what I am today. But yes, in the beginning, it was a 21-day confidence challenge for $21.
And so give us an example, not all 21 days, but give us an example. So it was an hour conversation, a half hour, 10 minutes. How long was it, approximately?
Yeah. So it would last about 30 minutes or so. And we would get on the call and I would kind of lead us through a mindfulness technique. Then we would have a confidence creed that we would say together out loud. Everybody would come off of mute. I don't know if you guys remember the free conference call channel that you could get back in the day. I'm not sure if they're still in existence, but everybody would come off of mute and we would shout this confidence creed together. And then I would end it out with, you know, just like an affirmation for the day and an exercise that they had to do that day. And we did that consecutive for 21 days because, you know, the saying says it takes 21 days to start a new habit. So we did that and women would come back after the 21 days and say, I don't know how it happened, but, you know, I was able to get the job or I was able to, you know, leave the relationship that was no good for me anymore. I was able to start the business and it just kind of grew. Just from something as short as 30 minutes a day with me.
And so what would happen to somebody? All right, you complete the 21 days. I paid my $21, whatever. I mean, for business to be sustainable, you either A, right, have to bring them on to something else. Kind of like a funnel concept is what I'm getting at.
Yes.
Right. So what would happen after that 21-day period?
So the first one I did, nothing happened. And that just goes to show you, I was not entrepreneurial. I was not ready for entrepreneurship. But after that, I hired a mentor and she told me to do it again. And I did it again. And she said, this is what you're going to do after. You're going to offer a 5-week mentorship program for this price. And the next time I did it, I was shaken. I was scared because she told me at the time, this was like 8 or 9 years ago. She told me to charge $555 for this 4-week mentorship program. And I was so scared, you know, because I was here. I am. They're paying me $21 and I got to jump up to this $555. And when I announced it, everyone on that call joined. And that was the first time I made over 5 figures in my business.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty good. So your entire group, not one person said too much money or I got to hold back or, you know, thanks, I'm going to hold off. Everyone said, I'm in.
My entire group joined. And you talk about someone who was shocked because at the time I really didn't believe anybody would join because it was such a big jump in price. But these ladies had been in a free community with me and I was giving so much just freely to them. And I guess we just had built a community. They wanted to see what was next. You know, I told them this was the next level of working with me. And, you know, and I told them, you know, this is not for everybody, but who it's for is for in a major way. And everybody on that call joined that. And even if they had to do, you know, two payments or, you know, they broke it in a payment plan, but everybody joined.
And so this was a 4-week plan. Was it once a week or?
Once a week. Yes. It was a once a week program.
And for an hour, 2 hours?
For an hour. And at the time, honestly, you're taking me all the way back here. I remember I was still a full-time employee. And I'm a mother too. So I would get off of my job, feed my son, and I would get right on the call at 8 p.m. and we would end around 9:30.
Wow. So you can work full time and spend an hour or two a day and make 10 figures. That's pretty good. That's quite a success story, I think.
And yes.
So when you were mentoring, what things were you doing besides confidence building, or was that the exclusivity of that 4-week program?
That is the exclusivity. So I went throughout the program, it was always about, I've always called in dreamers, people who have a dream, who have a passion, but they just don't know how to get there. And I would always call in people who were just unsure about themselves or didn't believe fully that they were capable of having the life that they desired. And through my coaching program, I would do a bonus week. Week 5 would be like a project week. And we would go through mindset and limiting beliefs. And, you know, I have this 3-step formula that I use, which is clarity, courage, and commitment. And that's what gets you to confidence. And we would go through that formula. And by the end of it, they would be so on fire and their mindsets would be so shifted and ready to take action that they would launch something. And so everyone who's ever come through my program, they have launched something that they can call their own. So I've always been called to, I would say, the beginning stage of entrepreneurs who really have a dream and just need someone to push them out there and help them take the leap.
So let's go through those. So the first one was clarity. So explain,
yes.
I mean, I know the definition, but, you know, let's just give a little teaser here. So let's go through those three. Clarity is what?
Yes. So I believe clarity is the first step to confidence. What cannot be explained cannot be obtained. And so we would go through an exercise to really help them uncover what is it that you truly want? You know, what is it that you want? And so we would talk about that clarity piece and really give them some clarity about around their desires and give them a point of direction. You know, in order for you to go anywhere in the car and you need your GPS, you got to put in where you want to go. And so the first week would be about what is it that you want? Let's get some clarity around what you want. And then we would move into that courage piece. You know, if you want to go somewhere, I truly believe that it's going to take courage. You're going to be scared. You're going to have to do it afraid. You're going to have to feel the fear and do it anyway. So we spent time dealing with that courage. And the last piece was all about that commitment. You know, you don't get into anything that you're starting and you give up, you know, or you just because it didn't work the first time, you don't get into a marriage and you say 2 days later, I'm going to get rid of this person. No, you have to work at it. You have to do certain things to make things happen. And so we would talk about the kind of commitment that it takes to be an entrepreneur, to be successful, to reach your goals, to go after your dreams. And we would put all those things together, that clarity, courage, and commitment. And I would tell them, I believe that where confidence goes, cash flow flows. And so once you get to that confidence, making the money is easy, right? But you got to start believing in yourself. You got to know what you want, and you got to have that courage and that commitment to get you to the loving arms of confidence.
It's a very interesting conversation. I really want to find out how people can implement that. And Alex, my co-host, said, Peter, you got to let me in. I got questions. I want to know the answers. So you're on, Alex.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So Regina, really interesting story there. I really can associate with the idea of trying to take that chance and just finding your calling, right? You know, you're in a bank, you're in this environment where you're working with people and you realize I can help some of these people. People are coming to me for help and you go ahead and do that. Did you find initially when you went out on your own, you said, hey, I wasn't sure this was going to work. Did you have the confidence then to know that? Or did you find that it was more of a journey for you in building your own confidence as you were going forward with that?
That is such a great question. To be honest with you, before the confidence came, I had to be courageous. And I would have to say, this confidence that I have now was a journey. And in the beginning, I didn't know if it was going to work, but I was willing to take a chance on myself.
Wow. See, Peter, she has the C's, not the E's. So she's got the courage and the confidence and the courageous. So that journey that you took, you know, it worked. And a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, our audience, you know, everybody's reluctant to take that first step because you don't know if you're stepping off the cliff or you're stepping into, you know, into something that's great. So people run into this all the time. So you took that, you got past that first piece. Then did you say to yourself, this is my career, this is what I want to do? And what did you do to evolve yourself to be able to help more people?
Yes. So I had to really get good at studying the subject called me. I really had to deep dive into, you know, personal development and resilience, because it's one thing to start something, but do you have the stamina to keep going when things look like they're not going to work out for you? And so often on the entrepreneurial journey, it's not easy. One day you're up, one day you're down, one day you're like, what am I thinking? The next day you're like, I can do this. You know, it's just that whole piece where you're just, it could be anyway, any day, but I had to develop mental stamina to be able to build a successful business. And I think for any entrepreneur who's listening today, if you're on that first step, it's not an easy journey. But when you cultivate an inner knowing, an inner belief in yourself, and you begin to look back over your life and see how everything in your life has ultimately worked out for you to be where you are right now, you get that courage inside of you to say, if that worked out before, I know I can do this, and I know I can keep going and see what the end result's going to be.
Wow. I would agree 100% with that. Now, your clients are women, and do you find that it's special with women in doing this where they embrace these challenges, or do they more often say, well, you know, I can fall back on what I'm doing? Or do you think that they have more of a entrepreneurial spirit? You know, my experience with women, I've been married for a really long time. When my wife puts her mind to doing something, you better not stand in her way, right? So do you find that as well? Or is that something that's just unique with certain people?
You know, I think that skill is unique within certain people, but I will say this, women that oftentimes that come to me or that are led in my direction, they do have a fire in their belly. They may not know how. And, you know, what my coach used to say, Regina, you're ignorance on fire, meaning I didn't have all the answers, but I was willing to jump, you know? And I think a lot of my clients come in like that. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it, but I just know that if I can hook my train on the back of your caboose, then I believe that you can take me further than I ever could have gone on my own.
Wow. Yeah. So it's really the perspiration, even more than the inspiration sometimes, that can drive these people to go. When you do this, do you find people come back to you, or, you know, from a business perspective? Because obviously a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs and are figuring out, well, Regina took this first step, she got this to go, but how do you get more people? Is it word of mouth a lot? Do people say, look at what Regina did for me, she can do that for you? Or how do you see that marketing going on? We often talk to people about, oh, you got to do Facebook marketing, you have to do this, you have to do that. What's been your secret for getting that?
Yeah, I believe that I'm in the people's business. And so I operate in integrity at all times. You know, I really care. I'm always going to undersell and overdeliver. And so a lot of times when I get clients, they stay on, you know, they stay with me. I've had some clients that have been with me the whole 7-year journey. They are still signing up for things. They are still getting coached by me. And so I'm grateful for that. But a lot of my clientele comes from word of mouth. And of course, we're in the era of social media. And so I get on there and I run my big mouth. And, you know, I'm always on there telling people to believe in yourself. You know, you can do this. You got this. And because of that, I truly believe the energy that I put into what I do and what I say, it draws the right people to me. But I have to show up every single day and do that.
And that's my last big question for you, is that you get these days where we all do this, right? It's just not the best day. You haven't had the best day. You're not sure, you know, why are you doing this? Why am I doing this? What do you do to keep you going? What does the confidence coach do to keep the confidence up to where you're going? I'm going to do it today. I'm going in. I'm going to set that and just go.
Yes. I look at my why. You know, I have a 16-year-old son who I have built this business, not just for, but to show him that anything is possible when you put your mind to it. And when I was a small child, I came from a small town where no one believed in the things that I'm doing now. And I think about all the young girls out there that have a dream, all the Black and brown young girls even that have a dream, and they need a face to that dream. And when I feel like I can't do it, I just think about all the people who are coming behind me, and I say, I've got to get up and I've got to show up, because you never know whose life you're touching at any given moment.
Wow. And that's pretty deep. Peter, I'm turning it back to you after that one. I gotta sit down and think about that now.
Don't sit down too long. Anyway, what has been the biggest challenge that you've had in your business?
One of the biggest challenges that I face, because I'm an empath and I really care about people, sometimes I've found myself being a people pleaser instead of following what I know to do. And I think a lot of people who are in my space, who are very intuitive and very empathic, we find ourselves trying to please people more than following our heart and what we know to be true for ourselves. And so that would probably be the biggest challenge that I faced in my business, is caring too much sometimes.
You said you've been around for many, many years, and you still have some people that joined that first 21-day period when you first started the company. And what I'm trying to understand is, I mean, you must be offering more than just the confidence of how to become confident, because if they've been with you for many, many years, I would think that confidence level, they have that confidence level. So you must be offering more than just, okay, this is what you need to succeed as a confidence level and a cheerleader. You must be offering other things. So what kind of things are you offering?
Yeah. So believe it or not, I still do 21-day confidence challenges, and they serve as a way for new people to get to know me. Because I've built such an amazing community, some of those women who joined back when it was $21, now it's $97. They still come back and they do that 21-day confidence challenge with me. And so I would have to say it's because of the community that I built. And confidence is not a one and done thing. Just because you learn a few techniques doesn't mean you don't need practice. And so we always are on a journey of ever growing and ever learning. And so I offer a variety of things. I have an inner circle where these are some of my elite clients who are with me every month throughout the year. It's a membership. I also have masterminds, and I also do one-on-one coaching as well.
What keeps you so confident?
Ooh, that's a good one. I believe the deep knowing in myself that I am worthy without condition, that I am, because I'm here on this earth, there's a purpose for me to do. And every day I get to show up and be my best self and know that I'm changing the lives and the trajectory of women across this world. And the testimonials that I receive, they are the battery in my back that keeps me going.
Now, you said, I don't know how many people, you just said a group of people started with you at the $21 in your first course. My question is, have those people that had started with you, not maybe they're here, maybe they're still not with the program, or they are, what's been their success stories? Do you have any success stories from that group?
Absolutely. So I can think of one story in particular, that a young lady who's still with me, Jen. She started out with me, and actually she was at the bank with me, and she was one of my first clients. She booked a VIP day with me back when we were in the banking world, and I still work with her to this day. Now, back then she was in banking. She just, think about a year ago, last year she hit her first six-figure year in a business with a mortgage company that she started through my mentorship. And so she started as a banker, and she's still working with me, and she just hit six figures in her own business. So the journey of my client, you know, of not even thinking that they were going to be an entrepreneur and to now running a six-figure company is just amazing. And I love those stories. I have several of those. Women have went on to write books. Last year alone, I helped 18 women author books. It's just an amazing process to see the women who come through my coaching program throughout the years just build such amazing companies and businesses and write books and go on to do amazing things.
Where's your book?
That's a great question. I wrote a book in 2018 called Girl, You Got This. That's on Amazon, but I'm actually in the process of writing my official first book on confidence that should be hitting the market here come fall.
And is that book, are all these books being self-published, or is there a publisher on any of these books?
My last book was self-published. Now we are in the midst of pitching to different publishing companies. So fingers crossed, we'll have a book deal.
So Regina, if somebody really, you know, off air or something, they want to contact you or your company, how can they do that?
Yeah. So the best way to reach me is actually through my website. You can go to reginabonds.com And there you'll find a million and one ways that you can contact me. You can email me from my website. You can also book a consultation with me through my website. And you can find out more information about what I have to offer and if you want to come into my world and play a little bit.
And do you still have that 21-day course, or that's no longer around anymore?
Yes. So I do those pretty much every other month. But if you get on my email list, which is on my website as well, you'll get a notification as to when the next one will be coming up.
Okay. That sounds great. And for everybody out there, I don't know if you're aware, but the Ask Brian Radio Show is also a podcast version. This is the AM/FM radio station version, but we have a podcast version. It comes out probably in about 10 days to 2 weeks. We're on Spotify, Amazon, anywhere there's a podcast. We are there. We're on all the major podcast companies, iTunes, etc. So you can always, always listen to a show like this one, any other show at any time in the future. And you can, hey, you know what? There was something there from that show. I want to remember it. Watch it again. Listen to it again. You can listen to it on a podcast. You also can technically watch it on Facebook Live or YouTube. So I just want everybody to be aware of that. Probably take a week to 2 weeks to be out there. And we use our company called ProduceYourPodcast.com. So, question I have, Virginia, is it a one-man show here? And I hate to use the word man, one-woman show?
Oh, goodness. Yes. So I have an assistant, but pretty much between me and her, we get it all done.
That's a lot of work, a lot of coordination. You know, it's not just, you know, the content part and you being the talent. That's easy in one respect, right? But no, you got to get it all. You have to have the technology behind it. You have to have the marketing.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff that goes into it. It's not a simple, quickie process. Alex, you said you had a question you wanted to ask.
I got a couple of questions for Regina that I think, you know, I know we don't have a lot of time, but Regina, really quickly, you know, everybody I think can benefit from your level of confidence and the way you put this together. But if you had to just tell someone, a woman today, is they think they want to do something, whether it's business or life, or they want to make a change, they want to get moving. What are the three things that you would say to them? This is what you need to do. You know, this is the go girl moment. This is what you need to do to get ready for the next stage of your life. Are there two or three things that you would offer as advice to them?
Absolutely. So the first thing that I would tell women to do if they really feel led to try something or to put themselves out there, I would say, get your team together. Right. One of the things that I would tell them is get your team together. You're going to need a support team that's going to help you get out there. And, you know, it's one thing to do something, but accountability helps you so much when it comes to doing something that you're scared to do. And I would say, you know, the second step after you get your team, your cheerleader, your coach, your mentor, you know, your accountability partner, that would be the first thing that I would tell you to do. The second thing I would tell you to do is to take the leap, because you don't know what you don't know what you want until you understand what you don't want. Sometimes we're so scared to make that next step that we stay in that stuck mode. But if you just take one step in the direction, you'll find that you'll learn a little bit more about what it is that you actually want. And you'll actually discover maybe it's not what you want, but you won't know until you put yourself out there. So I would say, you know, reach for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. And the third thing that I would tell that woman to do is don't be afraid to try. Even if it doesn't work out, even if it doesn't succeed, you'll be better. You'll learn more trying than you ever will staying still.
Wow. That's great.
Wow.
Advice. That's great advice. We have to wrap it up. So that's my engineer saying, wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much, Regina. Thank you, Alex. Really appreciate it. Again, the show will be available on a podcast. Thank you very much. You're listening to KHS 1220, 98.1 FM, The Ask Brian Show. Over and out.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Brian Radio Show. You can listen to us every Thursday on KTHS AM 1220 and FM 98.1, or via Facebook Live, or anytime wherever you listen to your podcasts. Visit AskBrian.com to join the conversation and ask us your business questions, and we'll answer them on our next episode. That's AskBrian.com.